Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, hosted by Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, in 2019, an annual survey conducted by the Ministry of Manpower showed that more employers are looking beyond academic qualifications to consider candidates with the relevant skills or working experience. A new report released by the MOM this year showed that the total of number of employed professional managers, executives and technicians or PMETs who are Singapore citizens had increased steadily from around 700,000 to 1 million in the same time period. Well, in fact, there are several career conversion programs targeted at a PMETs, enabling them to undergo skills conversion and move into new occupations or sectors that house the potential for progression. Well, we're joined by Ong Kar Jin, documentary storyteller, to tell us more about his career switch from business to film industry. Well, Kar Jin, welcome to the show. Tell us what motivated you to make the switch from business to the film industry.
Firstly, thank you for having me. Well, when I majored in the NUS Business School, I went in because I wanted to get a multitude of skills that would be able to expand my possibilities. So with those skills, I was able to find opportunities, and I found that opportunity, surprisingly, 4 weeks into my university, where at Tembusu College, dubbed the home of possibilities, the master of the college announced that they will be sending students to Komodo National Park as part of a conservation initiative. Then I thought, you know, what a great way to make a documentary about that. And surprisingly, the process of making a documentary was very similar to how one would do a startup. There were pitching, funding involved and all those. And after 11 grueling months of an unexpected journey, we managed to actually make a documentary. And surprisingly, Scape had the National Youth Film Awards, and they opened up a category known as the non-media student category. So it seemed like destiny that I would submit my film there, and it just so happened to win, and I think that just propelled me to greater heights and a fantastic journey so far.
Well, Kar Jin, you made it sound so simple and so smooth, you know what I mean? But I'm sure that there were challenges along the way. Maybe you can talk us through a bit about what are some of the challenges that you face while you're picking up a filmmaking.
Well, for the challenges, I think it really boils down to the approach that I've taken. One of the intentions that I had was that in the early stage of my career, I wanted to be a one-man show because I wanted to experience every facet of the filmmaking process. So not just being the director, but also being the cinematographer and even the producer and the editor as well. Mm-hmm. The main reason behind that was that by doing so, I believe that later down the road, such as in the next few years to come, I will be able to show empathy to the people who would be specialists and a lot better than I am because I've been through that process myself. And I think the other challenge when it comes to things like the creatives is really on financial stability as well. Most of us are freelancers and financial stability is a constant challenge for us.
Mm-hmm. And then funny you mentioned this because that's the next question I want to ask you. How did your business background and your financial background help you in the film making industry?
Well, as I mentioned before, when I first did my first documentary, it ended up being very much like a startup. And it was very surprising because I was in business school, in class, learning things that would then immediately apply maybe a few hours later when I was pitching to potential funders to fund a first-time filmmaker on a expedition across Indonesia in 12 days. And I think the skills from the classroom were immediately applicable. Later down the road, I think I've also managed to find out that by being in business school, I realized that I have a set of vocabularies that I think creatives sometimes we struggle with because the words that we use sometimes because of the context mean different things. And that sometimes muddies the message a lot, and we experience that a lot with corporate clients. But having both a hand in creative and in business allows me to bridge those two worlds.
Very well said. Well, what are some of the vocabulary you want to share with us?
Well, some of the vocabulary inside here would be less of particular words, but more of just like intentions. When creatives come in, maybe they have a particular vision in mind. Mm. They see this video idea and they know that they could be great. But the way they describe it, because this is still on paper and maybe in face-to-face conversations, So we really do not know what the vision is in terms of a video per se. And when you share in a way that creatives share it, sometimes it is uncomfortable for people from business because the creative process is actually very uncomfortable. But it is something that creatives, we take in stride. But for businesses, they might see this as risky.
Right.
So changing some of the words and the tunes allows them to be more comfortable in the process.
Very, very well said. You do need to speak the financial terms so that you can click with your potential clients, your partners, and so on and so forth, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So what problems do people often face when undergoing training for a new job role? What do you think?
Well, I think when it comes to this kind of problems, I can speak mainly from my anecdotal experience because I've had the privilege to have interviewed a lot of people with a lot more years in their life compared to mine. And one of the things is really, I think, two things. Firstly, it's on the team itself, because when you do a change in your job, you're oftentimes filling a gap, either something that the job has created or a gap created by the person that came before you. And so by filling that gap, how are you going to integrate with the team? Because everyone else already has a momentum. Moving down the line, you will also want to find out a bit more about yourself as well, the value that you're bringing on the table. And from the conversations I've had, that understanding of why people are doing what they are doing oftentimes rear its head and makes people uncomfortable because they start to lose their motivation if that question remains unanswered.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously for yourself, you're a living example of somebody moving into new occupations or new sectors. So do you want to share with us what are some of the benefits of moving into new occupations and new sectors?
I think the greatest benefit for this is really just the creation of momentum. I think momentum is vital when it comes to growing oneself. If you are laying still and comfortable somewhere, you might realize that you might be retracting yourself a bit, especially as the world moves ahead without you. So I think momentum comes a lot. And from the interviews I've conducted, one of the things that was glaringly obvious to me is the serendipitous nature of life. A lot of people that I've talked to who are successful ended up at a position that they never thought that they would be when they started out. And so I think people can embrace the changes that life sometimes shows at them.
Well, we're speaking to Ong Kar Jin, otherwise known as a documentary storyteller, right here on Money FM 89.3. Well, Kar Jin, tell us, how do you ensure financial stability? You talked about how financial terms and vocabulary, they kind of connect with your corporate clients and so on and so forth. So how do you ensure financial stability when you're planning a career switch? I mean, that's also obviously one of the fundamental concerns for many people.
Yeah, and I think I love the way that you say the word ensure rather than guarantee, because there are no guarantees in life, and certainly for something that may seem as risky as a career switch. But there are measures that you could use to ensure that you have financial stability, and it's more just a series of guiding questions. The first one I will ask myself is often, why? Why are you doing this? Because that answer would be the key to your drive and your fuel. Without it, you can't go anywhere. And speaking of where, the destination is also important. For some people, that might be very specific. For others, it might be a general direction. But knowing where is crucial, because now you know the where as well as your fuel. After that, I think it is also wise to kind of just think about the what and maybe even the who you're sacrificing. When people make career switches, oftentimes things are being sacrificed. And for the youth, maybe this might be opportunity and all that. For people with family, it might be a lot more. But reconciling with that would ensure that you are taking the jump with full conviction.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have all these things settled out, it's really on the runway. Mm-hmm. I think everyone has to earn the opportunity to make a career switch. So things like your savings and all those comes into play.
Mm-hmm. Talked about quite the wide areas of situations and concerns here. But if I pin you down and ask you to kind of name one way, how did you manage to successfully switch industries? How did you manage to successfully do that?
I think for me, I'll definitely go back to the why, because when you're doing a career switch, oftentimes it's not going to be a smooth experience. And the why is the thing that would keep you going. So for me, I firmly believe that finding one's passion and equating that with what I'm innately good at would allow me to succeed in the field that I've chosen. So while I am passionate about documentary storytelling, I did not necessarily believe that I was good in it, which was why I participated in many collaborative projects and in awards, things such as the SCAPE National Youth Film Awards. And by winning this kind of awards, I think it validated my own skills, and then it gave me the confidence to pursue this even further.
Mm-hmm. Would you consider a job change again, job role in the next like 10 to 20 years?
Well, for me, I'm all in on this. I think having been doing this for the past 5 years, I've gotten enough experience under my belt to believe that I can do this throughout my entire life. But I wouldn't say that it wouldn't be unchanged, especially because in our industry, it is so much predicated on the content and the platform and the technologies that's available. For instance, I'm of the generation where YouTube first came up and now it's a global phenomenon. Mm. So I'm not sure what kind of a landscape the content space would take in the next 10 or 20 years, but I'll embrace it as a storyteller.
Mm-hmm. And what are some ways to approach career switch positively?
Well, I think when it comes to that, you really got to participate in the community. If you have decided to approach a career switch, participate, talk to people, because this is not a lonely journey. There are a lot of people that are around us that have similar experiences and have a lot to share. Collaborate with a lot of people and participate in the many initiatives, be it talks or watch shows and all that, because that would expand the opportunities and your possibilities in being successful.
Okay. And what words of wisdom do you have for those looking to kind of make the switch?
So to make the switch, I think, find your why and keep at it.
Find your why and keep at it, yeah?
Yeah.
Very well said. Ong Kah Jin, documentary storyteller, Radio Money FM 89.3. Thank you very much for your time, Kah Jin.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.